Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 267. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Usually we have a bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps, but this is our Wednesday edition where we read our listeners' emails and play our listeners' voicemails. So let's get into that. We'll get started right away. Except I'm going to introduce the co-hosts of the show first, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podlist.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. Another fun-filled, eventful week of my one child being almost angel-like in school and my other child being near devil-like in school.
Damn, you mean the one that got complimented is now the devil?
He's constantly bad. That was a shining sparkle of remoteness of good behavior. And coincidentally, on that day, my other son did not get a smiley face. So it's That's quite weird. Literally like before they go into school every day, they do rock, paper, scissors on who's going to be good. And unfortunately, my youngest one seems to lose that competition a lot. That's the only thing I can think of. Well, yeah, maybe he wins. Yeah. Good point. Touche.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from dinimedia.com. Love that site. Guys, check it out. dinimedia.com. All right, Eric, what do you got going on?
Go there.
I mean, how
often,
are you?
Often because my advertisements pay huge that I got scrolling on the sides. If you really like animated GIFs of an email, of how to send an email to somebody, that's the site to go to. If you remember them, like on your Yahoo page back in the day, the little animated mail email, and it goes into a mailbox.
Yeah. And you like, click there. Like Incredimail.
Yeah. Yep.
Incredimail.
Now, it's been a crazy week this week, Steve. I'm falling farther behind every day. And the bad thing is I won't be here next week. And the bad thing is I won't also be at work next week. So I got to get everything caught up and leave. And it's horrible. This is, I could work
you
there.
You won't be here or at work. So where will you be?
I'll be in Springfield, Illinois.
On vacation?
No, at work. Well, at training. At institute and academy is what they call it.
Yeah, so work activities without it being work.
Yeah, a different work. Basically, it's put on by the University of Illinois, so it's kind of, it's like going to school for a week, basically.
Well, that might be pretty actually cool.
Yeah, man.
Last year,
you're going to go to frat parties and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. It's not in the same town as the University of Illinois, but
oh man,
I could make my own frat real quick. I wonder if they got a frat maker app. Check that out.
You probably could. Well, have fun on your training.
Thanks.
And my name is Steve Cherubino, and I will now begin the reading of the emails. This one's from Jason. This actually was posted to the AAA Club. It's an article. I love Jason's, Jason Willis. His icon or his avatar is a cat giving us the finger. And it looks pretty real, actually. But he posted an article saying, "Hack runs Android apps on Windows, Mac, and Linux computers. Google's app runtime for Chrome gets hacked to run on any major desktop OS." Did you guys check this out?
Yeah, this was the thing I brought last week that I kept forgetting to say the name called ARCHON Packager.
Oh, okay.
This is in conjunction with that. You still have to install I believe it's called Android Runtime in your Chrome browser. And I will say it's gotten more polished in this 1 week. I literally believe in less than 2 weeks from the recording of this show, it's going to be at such a polished state. Any user in 2, maybe 3 clicks will be able to run Android apps in their Chrome browser.
Neat.
And I listened to the Chrome show over at GigaOM. I want to say this is actually being pushed into Chrome Canary. So it's going to be a built-in supported part of the Chrome browser before too long, it seems like.
Wow. So Google wants this to happen.
Google wants this to happen because they want to push the idea of Chromebooks with touch screens.
Uh-huh.
So I think this could be a very, very good, useful, functional marriage of functionality in a Chromebook and a little bit of leisurely fun with Android.
Now, the link you put in there, Steve, is for BlueStacks. Now, they've been around for a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read that next.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That was the next email. I didn't get to it yet. But I do have to say something about Chromebooks. They aren't going away.
Oh, no.
You can tell. This is obvious. They're here to stay. And I wasn't sure about that in the beginning. But I guess if you have Google behind you, you cannot lose.
Well, no. Last Christmas, it was the number one selling laptop form factor on Amazon.com, period. The reason isn't because it's a Chromebook. It isn't because it has Google behind it. It's because it's cheaper and it's not Windows 8. That's my honest belief to it. Users really got upset with that Windows 8 interface just because it was something different. And I don't think it's going anywhere because now 50% of educational institutions have Chromebooks in them.
Wow, 50%?
That's what the latest stat was. That blew my mind.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
These schools are coming up with that money pretty fast.
Well, they're cheap. That's why.
Yeah, they're saving money. Because they're not buying netbooks, the cheapest, absolute cheapest Windows computer they could have before that broke. You know, now they got these Chromebooks that are actually durable.
Hmm.
For the same price.
Yeah. And they are cheap. Got to give you that.
Yeah.
Cool. Todd writes, Todd Evans, who is joining us live in the chat room, he writes us and says, BlueStacks. Hey guys, while this is not technically an Android app, it deals with the use and manipulation of them, so I thought I would see if any of you have heard of it or know about it. BlueStacks allows you to use your Android apps on your laptop or TV. It looks like it's actually two products. One allows you to use and sync apps with a PC, and the other is called GamePop that allows you to play your Android games on your TV. I just downloaded it on my laptop today. And I'm really excited about the possibilities the software can provide, but I seem to be running into issues within the software itself. Looks like login problems. I've been messing with it for a bit now, and I really have hit a wall. Would like to have been able to give you guys some positive or negative review info, but I essentially have been unable to use it. Have any of you had hands-on with it? Anyway, I just wanted to share it because it seems very intriguing. Keep up the good show. Todd, DJ Noob, PS, I had fun in the impromptu chat on Saturday. Yeah, is that when I invited everyone? No.
Wait, yeah. When was that? That was a couple of Saturdays ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's when we had that that hangout. That was fun.
Yeah.
Door's giving us a thumbs down on BlueStacks.
BlueStacks has been around for over 2 years. They've promised us this for over 2 years. They've completely sucked for over 2 years. They've been incredibly flaky and super unbelievable. Low hit or miss kind of ratio on anything ever working. This was the company that was also going to supply the code to BlackBerry playbooks in order to be able to run Android apps. They couldn't get it working even when they had a company supporting them. I don't ever see BlueStacks ever being competent until we have something like Chrome seamlessly running it with no problem. So I think by the time this company becomes actually productive and competent, it's going to be too late.
I see. Ah, sucks for them.
But hey, sometimes you're too early onto something and you're just nothing more than a proof of concept company. And unfortunately, I think that's what this company ended up being.
Very cool. Thanks for that info. I did not know that about BlueStacks.
Well,
but they got a service called GamePop, Door.
Well, no, Steve, I love you a lot, but we literally brought this up over 200 episodes ago on DriveX.
You're saying I should have remembered that? Is that what you're saying?
I don't, in all honesty, don't expect you to remember it, but I know for a fact it was brought up on this show because I remember having such high hopes. Oh, I really wanted it to be it. I'm a real boy. I want to go home. I thought I was going to be able to click my heels and have Android on my desktop back then.
Well, I think what you said about the other app too, Adore, that they're working towards the touchscreen. I mean, that just makes sense for Android apps. You know, you really sometimes an Android app wouldn't even make sense at all if it wasn't touchscreen interface that you could use it on.
Yeah. Some apps, it's very cumbersome, difficult to maneuver or do anything without touch.
Really?
Even with a mouse, it's still hard.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, Pete Barini shares this with us. This question is for Voxer users. I'm new to the app. I like the way I can just leave a message for someone with one button. How do I respond to my wife who, whenever I mention the app, says, why don't you just leave a voicemail or just call? What's the difference between voicemail and Voxer? Oh, that's it. That's it.
Well,
what do we say to that?
Yeah, we say voicemail is it takes a long time. It's clunky. Voxer is like a CB or a walkie-talkie. I mean, it's like anybody who had Nextel back in the day and the push-to-talk feature would love Voxer. Mm-hmm. They loved that feature. I was never one of them, but I would stand in a group of them, and all I heard, beep, 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 you know. That's a huge thing. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, how do you word this to a wife? not just to any wife, to a wife who gives this question.
It's like,
why don't you just leave a voicemail or just call?
It's like a phone call that you can wait until you get to your stop to talk to say what you want to say back to me. You don't have to.
It's non-interruptive, right?
Well, yeah,
it does not interrupt you.
And I would, honestly, I would say it saves money. There's no SMS charges with it. But I would also try to throw in, well, I can see it on my tablet. I can see it on my phone. I can see it on all my Android devices. But you gotta have more than one for that to be valid.
What do you think about this approach? Don't really try to explain it at all. Just say, and I don't know if a wife would do this, because I don't have one. If you could say this, like, just use it for a week. And then after a week, tell me if you want to use voicemail or the other stuff, and I'll use that if you want. Something like that.
I would have to add in, use it for a week, then I'll take you to Ruth Chris, and then we can see if you can use it.
Tor would be like, why don't you go look at new cars and tell me about them in a Voxer app?
Oh, no.
Through Aaron. Voxer, as you're walking around the lot talking to a salesman. Tell me, just describe the cars to me in Voxer. Or you could say, wait 18 months, and when Voxer gets bought by Google, you'll be able just to use all of these in your Google Plus app. All these
that
features.
Might be a that might be a plug. Google might buy this company. They're that good. That might work, right?
Yeah, I don't see why they haven't been bought in yet, honestly. Unless they're making too much money on their own that they don't want to be bought. That could be.
Well, they ain't making it from us. Well, they're making it indirectly from us, recommending it all the time, but not directly.
There's right. No ads in Voxer.
Yeah. But I mean, Voxer Business, we've been using Voxer Business free, no charge.
For about
not
a year.
A penny.
For about a year.
For about a year.
Oh, it's been 2 years, hasn't it?
No.
It's got to be longer than that.
For business?
No. We started it last November.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I hate you because you know me too well about the car thing. My best way is saying it's a very complicated thing. I don't think I can accurately put it into words. Let's just play with it for a little bit. It's better than Facebook. Right. That'd be my thing. It's better than Facebook.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You can tell them Facebook's going to buy it. You got to get used to it. You got to be ahead of the curve for when all your friends join in.
There you go. Can
help them out.
See, I knew if we thought about this, we'd come up with some good stuff. So there you go, Pete. Take all that stuff and you're good to go. Pick the best one. Todd Evans writes us again. He says, hey guys, I could have sworn this app was brought before, but the spreadsheet says no. MailDroid is my latest email app and I'm taking it for a test drive. Let me go ahead and throw this in the chat there. So you guys can click on it and be super happy. He says, the one I've been using prior to this was Voxer, which I was very pleased with and can see myself continuing to use. I just get that itch, that thought of, I might like this one better, and then I just have to try something new. So far, I'm really liking it. There are numerous features that many email apps don't seem to have. There's an opportunity to select multiple messages to flag, mark for deletion, or mark as read by using a swipe gesture. One intriguing feature is an option to encrypt mail upon sending. Overall, it seems like a really robust app. I have been very pleased with it so far, and I still can't believe no one brought it yet. Keep up the great shows, Todd, DJ Noob. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I'm gonna try this. I tried Voxer, and one thing I didn't like about Voxer is you can't do exchange on Boxer unless you pay to upgrade. This one, it looks like you do get exchange, but you get ads, which I don't know. I'd have to see how intrusive the ads are. I could always upgrade to get rid of the ads, I think. Huh. That'd be okay. Hmm.
Well, I would say, Todd, I'm not trying to sound dumb. We, this show, have a relationship with Todd. He communicates with us so much. I now have literally grown to truly value his opinion, not just app recommendations. So I'm going to ask Todd, ping us again. Tell us if you're still using this, and if you are not, why not? Because I'm still on Cloud Magic. I really have no reason to get off Cloud Magic. I tried 20 plus apps and I stuck with Cloud Magic, but I'm open for something else.
Got the itch?
Not necessarily an itch. It's more like just a very mild rash.
After I ditched Boxer and rerun my phone the other day, I just went back to the regular email app, and I was thinking to myself, why did I leave this? It's not that bad. I can't put my finger on what it was I hated about the stock app to look around, but maybe it was just the itch, I suppose.
Too. Yeah, I'm using stock. Gmail, right? Or you're using just mail?
Mail, email. Mm. Email, because I use that for the exchange server.
Gotcha. Mm. I'm happy with the Gmail app. Super happy.
I like Bill in our tlk.io/AA chat. He said Voxer is like audio texting. I think that actually might make sense if I
that would make sense to a wife. Yeah.
Yeah, that might. I had to think about it for a minute. But yes.
Yeah, audio texting.
There you go. If anybody has any suggestions what to tell Peter's wife, send them into podnuts@podnuts.com and we'll let Peter know. We're going to get him using Voxer and his family yet.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, to quote your friend and mine, Lalo, help us help them.
Todd just said in the chat room too, that this app that we're talking about, this mail droid, is an $18 upgrade to get rid of those ads.
Wow.
That's almost Cody Cooper prices.
I think Cody Cooper would probably have those ads gone in a second.
He would never have seen an ad in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
If it's 20, he's paying.
Well, actually, it was a free app. He probably wouldn't even install it to find this app.
It's true. All right. Christian writes, hey, guys, I finally managed to get back from the holidays and visit with you guys on a recording night. It was great. My app suggestion, I think I got this from the free apps on Amazon link I was sent by being a member of the AAA club, is Knots 3D. That's KNOTS. It's a great resource for learning new knots and for refreshing your memory about a knot you used to know. It gives you a 3D view of the knot and shows you how to tie it. It has a great range of knots available and categorizes them very well. Boy Scouts would have loved this 40 years ago. Even today, the knowledge is relevant. If you ever need to know how to tie a reliable knot, this app will guide you. And regards, and just for Steve, or he says regards, and just for Steve, and this is all caps, seeing as how he murdered my last signature, and then he writes in a font that's about 10 times bigger than anything else on the page, his signature, which is, Captain, hi, my name might have been Steve, but even though it ain't, I am an Android app addict, 0. Thank you, Christian. All right. Now to his app, Knots 3D. How's it looking?
He didn't say who it's by, did he?
By Ninix. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
He didn't say that, but he didn't leave us a link either.
I'll put it in the chat. Knots 3D. I've tried to put it in the chat two times, but I just keep typing things in the chat that's not the right thing randomly. So here we go. That's the right one.
How's it looking from the page there?
Very knotty and very 3D.
This app's knotty.
I guess they named it perfectly then.
Yeah,
yeah, it looks like
from the app that these are videos that would teach you how to tie these knots, but I'm not sure. Did Cody Cooper not bring a knot app or somebody recently?
I remember it was a tie. I think it was a tie app. Yeah.
I don't know, because I forget them too.
Pretty sure it was a tie-up.
Whoa. I never knew there was a gnat called the Albright Special. That was my gym teacher's name.
Really? Maybe it's his knot.
I don't know. The only way I need a knot app is if all of a sudden there's a zombie apocalypse.
Or if you're on a boat. Like, say you get stuck on a boat.
I'm not getting stuck on a boat because I don't go on boats.
But, all right. There's a zombie apocalypse and you're ending up on a boat.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm right by the Chesapeake Bay, but it's filthy. I don't go in there. I could see if I was doing stuff not related, I would abuse this application. I have a hard enough time remembering how to properly tie my shoes in a double knot fashion. And I'm 42. So learning new knots right now, I would have to have something like this. Have to have something.
You're not
like
wearing this. Velcros, are you?
Oh, you're asking me? I don't know if I should answer that. No, I'm wearing slip-ons with no heels on them, you know?
Oh.
No, I'm lying. No, I tie my shoes. Well, my wife ties them. But yeah. No, I tie them.
That's awesome. You just got Velcros. Just go back to the original question.
I just hope they don't get untied at work. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I can just see him coming downstairs with his pipe. And, hello, family. Hello, Dad. Tie my shoes, honey. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to have to call out of work today. Why? My shoes are not tied.
I keep tripping on the way to my car.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Stephen, would you like some refreshing coffee before you leave? I just see, like, Leave It to Beaver kind of family when Dora's walking around in a robe and a pipe and
an untied shoe.
Somebody take care of this.
Me gas. These shoes have came unwound.
I think the adjustable grip hitch is the only one that we really need
for the knots.
Yeah, it's a great knot.
Great name.
I wish there was a video. I want to see these 3D animations, but yeah. There's a play button, so it's definitely some kind of animation.
Right. That's what I was wondering, if it plays a whole, that'd be great. It's got
it
to.
Better. It yeah. better. That's all I'm saying.
And then you can rotate it in 3D too. That's pretty neat.
Oh, maybe you rotate it. Maybe you
it's
don't.
It's got
play.
That.
Anyway, we'll never know.
Will if we install.
Oh, so we will.
It's only a buck. It's only a buck.
All right. Let me read the next one here. This one is from Redwood Canoe. He says, I've tried many podcast apps and I've not been happy with any of them. I love Rat Poison by Rat Poison Factory Manager. Finally, one that makes it easy to find podcasts and listen to them either by downloading or streaming. I love it.
Yeah, we did this last week.
We brought it last week, but I got this app from his email.
Oh, gotcha.
You see? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think I read this one.
No. Yeah. This was the only reason I knew it's because this was the one that was incredibly as in different, hand drawn, unique
That's
looking.
Right. Yeah. And like the Twitter bird would like poop and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And no speed up. One speed up.
I was in contact with the developer this week too, and there's a big barrier of between languages and cultures for us to have him on the show.
So he's American?
Not even close.
Okay.
Not saying he's not telling me where he's from, but we're not even close.
Well, if he won't tell you where he's from,
it's like I don't.
Are you guys using Google Translate to communicate?
Well, I would be fine with that. I don't know. He just
no, because I mean I've tried to, you know, my EDM podcast in the beginning. I was contacting some guys and we were trying to use Google Translate and it just came out all wrong.
That's funny. Would you do retranslate it back from what you had translated to see what you actually told them? Translate it back. You go from English to Spanish and then take that, highlight it.
No, I just knew what English. I just knew what was coming from him to me, and it was like just completely off the wall. Like, didn't make any sense. But I can't remember anything specific, but
burgers.
I was like, yeah,
red, red cannon. I don't know what's that.
Okay. Houston Bennett writes, app config. This is the app he's brought, version 1.6. I'll post this in the chat. And let's read what this baby's about. App config. This will do a per app change on display, audio, etc. I also believe with exposed, there is a plugin for per app hack that would do the same. This is the paid one, and they have a free version too. Thanks, love the show. It's called App Config by Arrowsoft, A-A-R-O-Soft. And have you guys done any experimenting with this?
I have not. I haven't, only because, if I'm not mistaken, this is the quote-unquote secret undocumented feature that Google started to release back in Ice Cream Sandwich or Jelly Bean, that they what it looked like is they're going to sooner or later make this a public facing thing where you can select individual permissions on applications. This application can access my contact. This application cannot access my camera, kind of thing. So I think this is really just revealing and accessing a quote unquote set of hidden features on Android. I still use X privacy from Exposed. Not this one, but I do think sooner or later, this is going to be a like real native feature of Android before too long.
Really?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you really start breaking some apps if you start turning things on and off? Where the app is going to try to do something and then, oh, wait, I can't do that now, so now I'm not going to work correctly. And the user may not realize that what happened or why it's not working now. And I can see why Google would pull this out.
Well, here's one of the things. Every app, if it's worth its weight in anything, will automatically be checking for things that are not on every device. Like, not every device has a gyroscope. Not every Android device has a camera. Not every Android device is a phone. Not every Android device has a contact list. So apps should soft fail every time for like 99.9% of things. Not every Android device has a GPS. You know what I mean? So logically, they all should, quote unquote, soft fail. If they're worth anything, they will always soft fail. Now, if you get an application that's explicitly meant to use your camera and you block the camera, you're not what's the point of having the app installed? So I do think that you're going to have to literally, when an app gets installed, by hand, go over it and stop and think. What do you want to give access? What do you want to block? I don't think there's an easy answer. And I think that's why Google has not released this public facing yet, because it's a very slippery slope of confusion for end users.
Uh-huh. And are apps dynamic where, say, if you don't have a gyroscope, then any options that may require usage of one don't just appear on when you're using the app?
I will say good games that I know of in the past, when you have no gyroscope, won't even allow for tilt steering.
Yeah, that's okay. That makes sense. If the apps are built correctly, then it may not be an issue at all. As long as that program makes the app think that it doesn't have a gyroscope since you turned it off. If you turned it off and still knows you have one, then it might not matter. Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you with X privacy, I can do all these kind of things, and I've never had an app fail. I will say there's been certain apps, I like block the internet on them. They don't need the internet to run. They need the internet for their ads. Mm-hmm. And I think the programmers literally have it coded to hard fail and not load when I don't have the internet, because then they don't get their ads up.
Gotcha. Cool, boys. Why don't we do one more and then we'll call it a show. This one is from Scott Douglas. It's called Erased, a new free game on Google Play. Hello, gentlemen. Love the show. I quote unquote, dare I say, never miss an episode. I recently released my first game on Google Play called Erased. It's free, ad supported, and no in-app purchases. I wanted to make you guys aware of it in case you might like it and use it on your show. One could never have enough press. Anyway, it's a side-scrolling runner that takes place entirely on a chalkboard. The object is to get our hero, Dusty, to the finish line, collecting as many points as possible while avoiding point-stealing obstacles and deadly erasers. It's a simple yet sometimes very challenging game of jumping and sliding. No two games are ever the same thanks to procedurally generated random obstacles. Here's the Google Play link. Hope you try it and enjoy it. Thanks, Scott Douglas from Screaming Snail Studios, Inc.
See, now you know he's a developer because he said that thing, procedurally generated something, something.
I know. He had to throw that in there. Yeah. How's this looking?
I installed it. I had little problems with the controls, personally. But I could be blaming my bad gaming on the controls, I suppose, too.
All you do is slide and jump?
Yeah. But it seems like I would hit it and it wasn't responsive enough to make it work.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I completely missed this email. I'm not going to lie. I completely missed it. For some reason, I didn't click the link. I don't remember ever seeing this app, so I am installing
it. You answered him.
Twice. I might have, but I don't remember clicking the link.
It's a cute game. I mean, great idea.
Great idea. A chalkboard. A guy's name is Dusty. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Avoiding erasers and stuff written on the chalkboard.
Well, I'm just personally apologizing to Scott because for some reason, I didn't click the link in his email.
No problem, man.
So I'm installing it now.
All right. Let us know how you like it.
And I would say, Scott, there is one piece of bad press, and that would be the obituary. I mean, he said all press is good press or whatever. The only piece of press you don't want is the obituary. If you're gonna have that kind of press,
that's good. Yeah, you're right. Good call. Thank you, Eric. All right. Thank you for Erased from Screaming Snail Studios. All right, boys. That's all the emails we're gonna read for today. Hey, guys, if you want to send us any more, send them to aaa@podnuts.com, or if you want to send us a voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT. We'll play it on the show. Let's see if the guys have anything to say before we end off.
I would say Cody Cooper is the only one who sends voicemails, and I'm tired of hearing his voice. So somebody else send us one.
We do have one. We're going to put it sent on October 3rd. It might be from Todd. I'm not sure. Yeah. So we'll play that next week. Other than that, though, we're voicemail free.
Yeah, that was really deep there, Eric. Very deep. And I would say podnuts.com/AA Club, the only newsletter guaranteed to be 100% spam free. I can say that because I don't really know. But if you want the app's rundown and links to exclusive content, I will say go there. And we had an offer. I don't know. We might have, I can't think of the word. I was going to say essays. That's not right. We might have a guy look at doing some exclusive writing of content that goes into that newsletter. I don't know yet.
Really?
Only if it passes mustard. Only if it is, you hate mustard. Sorry. Only if it's up to snuff. Do you like snuff?
Snuff's rough. Have you ever tried it?
Yes, it's horrible.
We had it in health class. It was bad.
It is.
You had it in health class?
Yeah, he gave it out. He handed it around like, okay, class, pass that snuff back to the front, okay? And we all got to sniff the little vial of snuff.
That's awesome, man.
School was different in Eric's day.
And my name is Steve Cherubino. You guys can check out what I do over at stevecherubino.com. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.